It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, amen? I hope you have brought your Bibles along with you as we test the Spirit, prove the Spirit, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. You know, it's a sad connotation in the world today that we live in today that everybody talks about the Holy Ghost. Everybody wants the Holy Ghost, but nobody knows who the Holy Ghost is or what the Holy Ghost does in relationship to us understanding what is the will of the Lord. Open your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians 6:19, because see, I don't have time to read all what the Holy Ghost does in relationship to, we have access to God, the blessed assurance that we're baptized, believers born again, the Holy Ghost creates, empowers, produces fruits, it leads and intercedes, helps us in our prayer life in relationship to the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Open your Bible, the book of 1 Corinthians 6:19, in relationship to benefits of we who are Christians that we have by having the Holy Spirit. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, I want us to see what the Bible says here. He says, what do you know? What do you know? Do you understand through knowledge, through the experience, through the power of the Word of God that we talked about this morning? Three words that I want to give you based upon that word, genosko, to know, to understand in relationship, to know. Do you understand based on knowledge, based on experience, through the access, through the power of the Word of God? What do you know? Do you know what it's saying here when it talks about the works of the Holy Spirit has done in the Bible from Genesis to the book of Revelation? And it's a sad connotation for us to be Christians, amen. It's a sad connotation for us to have this benefit, this privilege, but really don't understand what he is saying here simply because we do not have the understanding, the mindset, the knowledge to appreciate what the Holy Spirit, what the Comforter, what the Spirit of Truth is talking about in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. It says over the book of 1 Corinthians 6:19, he says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own. I need to stop. You need to mark that. Because see, if you're not counting, if you're not thinking, if you're not reckoning, see, if you're not proving to know this here, to know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the only way we're going to get the Holy Spirit, we're going to see in a minute that the Holy Spirit got to be through study of 2 Timothy 2:15 to show yourself approved unto God, a worker need not to be ashamed, but we rightly handle the Word of God. But if you're too busy or you don't have time to come to that knowledge to study, whereby the Word of God cannot dwell in you, Colossians 3:16, that is, let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, that the Word of God can give you that genosko, that you may know. That's the key word. That you may know, that you may understand. Look what it says it does. And only those who are in Christ Jesus know what the Holy Spirit is all about. The Holy Spirit don't have no application to you. But everybody we talk to, they talk about the Holy Ghost. We had a Holy Ghost good time. We had a Holy Ghost this. We had a Holy Ghost this. We spoke in tongues. We have the ability to prophesy. But do you really know? Do you really understand? Do you really have that knowledge, that mindset, that is through the experience of the power of the Word of God, that you know what? That your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you. That's an individual thing. See, which you have of God, a gift of God, and ye are not of your own in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, if you want a copy of that, you can get a copy. But when I'm thinking about this lesson, I'm putting this lesson together, I say, man, we are totally blessed, amen. Man, we are blessed being Christians, amen? We are blessed with the ability. See, he just didn't make us Christians, but he gave us everything that we needed to know. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, so that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But what good is giving it to you? What good is being the written word, like in Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith based on those things that are written. What good is having it when you're not applying it to your life? Or it's not working for you in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Three things I want you to write down, because you missed it this morning. I'm telling you, this Bible class that we had this morning was off the hook, amen? In relationship to real understanding. I get so excited about this here. I'm just glad to be a part of the fellowship of saints, amen? To call myself a believer, a fellow believer, amen? If you don't get excited about it, if you're not happy about it, something is wrong with you, amen? In relationship to realize who we are, what we got, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Go to the book of James right quick. I want to share something with you in relationship to who we are, what we are, what we're doing here, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. James chapter 1. And, you know, we already talked about James, five things that we're going to do, right? You got that, right? We're going to count, right? We're going to think, we're going to count, we're going to consider, we're going to reckon, right? That is, we're going to do that, amen? And we're going to do that, all right? In relationship to five things, to be patient, to walk in truth, control the tongue, that we may control ourselves so that the world don't have no what? Control over us, amen, so we can count all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, amen. I'm going to be happy when I fall into diverse temptations. You know why? Because the world don't have no control over me. Why? Because I got self-control, because I'm walking in truth, amen. I'm walking in truth, John 8:31. I'm continuing in his word. I'm working out my salvation with fear and trembling. I'm being thou faithful unto death. And let me give you those three scriptures in case you didn't pick up on them. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. You're working out your salvation with fear and trembling. We're in a work process right now. Amen. In case you didn't know, amen. And John 8:31, if you continue in my word, indeed you shall be my disciple. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We are continuing in his word, amen. We're walking by faith, based on those things that are written, amen. So the just can what? Walk by, be justified by faith. Then the third thing, Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee a crown of life. But look at verse 3, three words, then we're going to get into our lesson. But see, the reason why you got to know this, brethren, the reason why you got to know this, brethren, because, see, you're not going to get this. The Holy Spirit not going to be a part of your life. It's not going to work for you, amen, until you understand that you may have that knowledge, that understanding, through faith by faith, based on those things that are written, amen. So look at verse 3 very quickly. He says, let me go back to verse 2, my brethren, count, you need to underline that if you hadn't done it, all joy, when you fall into diverse temptations. And by the word diverse temptations, when you write verse 13, 14, and 15 there. 1 John 2:15 there. In relationship to temptation. Knowing, that is, that word knowing means that you understand, you comprehend based on knowledge. Where you get knowledge from? Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. See, that's what you're putting in the temple now. You're putting the word in, amen? So you put the word in tomorrow. You're going to put the word in Tuesday, amen. You're going to know that you may have the understanding so that we're going to walk by faith. Why? Because that's what justifies faith to make us right, amen. You got that? Knowing, that's the key word. A lot of people come to church, but they don't know. A lot of people talk about the Holy Ghost, they don't know. A lot of people talk about the right men, but they don't know. The right place, the right time, they don't know. But see, you know, amen, based on understanding, based on faith by faith. So to know this, that the trying, underline that word trying, that means the testing or the proving of your faith. Right, 1 John 4:1 there. 1 John 4:1 said that we are tested by the word. Amen. Matter of fact, go ahead with me right quick. 1 John 4:1, and look at that word testing. When he's talking about beloved, believe not every spirit. Where do you get there? A lot of times we don't genosko, we don't understand because we don't have that knowledge. See? Because we are not tested. We don't prove. See, try. We accept anything, believe anything, amen. We put in anything, we allow anything to come in, amen. But you can't allow anything, you can't believe everything. Blood, believe not every spirit. But try, that's that same word, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. See, when you know, but you try, you test it, what do you try about? Try about that which was written, amen. See, if you put things upon your life that's not in this book, you're making a terrible mistake. Amen. See, you're making a terrible mistake. So everything that we do, we try, we test, we prove. Amen. What we do in life, why? We count. Amen. We consider, we think, we reckon. We just don't make decisions just because everybody else makes decisions. Amen. Brother, if it's not in the book, if the Holy Spirit don't tell us to do it, we ain't going to do it. Amen. Amen. Just because it looks good, it's politically correct, we don't do it. It got to be tried, amen, by the Spirit, by the Word, amen. See, and then it says over here, hereby know ye the Spirit. See that word again, know ye the Spirit of God. See, know ye the Spirit of God. Question, how can you know ye the Spirit of God when you ain't got the Spirit? Did y'all hear what I just said? How can you know ye the Spirit and the Spirit ain't in you? Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying? How can you know when you don't know what it is? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why, brothering. See, brothering means fellow believers. Amen. We come together to work out our salvation, to continue in his word, to be thou faithful, so that we may know ye the Spirit. See, you know ye the Spirit. What is the Holy Ghost? See, why should my body be a temple of the Holy Spirit? Amen. That's what we're talking about. Y'all with me? So that we can try. Why? Because the devil, he's busy. Amen. Devil all around us. Amen. See, know ye the Spirit of God, because every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit which is the Antichrist. That word Antichrist means that it's against Christ. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So here are the three words I want to give you. Number one, you want to know to be able to try in order to be patient. And that word patient means to be assured. To be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. If I'll write it in my notes, I'll write. That is to know, that is to understand based on knowledge, is to be able to try, test, approve. In order to have patience, and that's the first thing that we're looking at, right? That is the assurance to know. See, to assure, to be certain that all is right. But brother, it got to be backed up with truth. And that is the power of the Word of God. Now, let's go a little bit further in our lesson here today. Y'all with me? You got that down? All right, do I need to repeat it? All right, now, let's look at the next phase of it, okay? And that is what is spiritual gifts? Okay? Y'all, see, if you're sitting in the back, you can't see it. The only conclusion is move up. It ain't like the church is full. Amen. It like the man, the lady told her husband, says, honey, we just don't sit like we used to. She said, you the one move. If you didn't get it, I'm staying. But anyway, I'm not going to repeat it again. Anyway, if, like I said, if you can't see back, that writing too small, well, the conclusion is move up. Okay, I guess so everybody can see it. Okay, now look at what is spiritual gifts. We're going to see spiritual gifts in three phases. Number one, spiritual gifts during the life of Jesus. That is, go to John 20:31. Go to John 20:31. We're going to see spiritual gifts in three phases. The life of Jesus, apostolic time, and grace and truth. Because see, you got to know what they is and how they work in order for it to work for you. Amen. See, you got to know who it is and what it is and how it works in order for it to work for you, so that you can know, so you can try, so you can be patient. Amen. Amen. That's what we're trying to do. Am I right? So you can know, so you can try, test, approve, so you can have that assurance, amen, to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. So go with me to John chapter 20 and verse number 31. I'm like, Andrew, them pages sound good, amen. Where is he? All right, John chapter 20 and verse 30 and 31. I'm going to leave that alone too. All right, John chapter 20, and I want you to read along with me because we're going to see it in three phases. John chapter 20 and beginning in verse number 30. Look what the Bible said and look what Jesus said. Now, by that, I want you to write Luke 19:10. Why did Jesus come? Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. So we start reading in verse number 30. It says here, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Now write down written in this book, because it's going to be very important. Then verse 31, it says, but these are written that you might believe. Right, Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of, of God. And look what he said, and that believing you may have life through his name. Now he used the word believing twice. Now go back to what that word believing mean. Ain't believing kind of knowing or understanding? See, to believe, to know, to understand. Don't belief, the understanding got to have something positive to go with it. Or it could be negative to go with it. But it got to have a fact. Something got to be there in order for you to believe. Am I right? In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So spiritual gifts or miracles were done during the life of Jesus that they might believe. And verse 31 says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. And by the word name, right, Matthew 28:20, that is by his authority. Who authority? Jesus' authority. Amen? That is, we looking unto Jesus, who the author and the finisher of our faith. Second phase I want you to see is that spiritual gifts and miracles were done through apostolic, underline that word, well, you can underline it, through apostolic times. You know what? Terry, I started to print something out and give to you. But I'd rather you look at the book. Some of you be flipping through your pages. Because you'll get ahead of me. I don't want you to get ahead of me. I want you to pay attention to what's being said. But you can get it. So you can't mark it. So they go back. But you can look. Spiritual gifts or miracles were done through an apostolic time to confirm the word until that which is perfect is come. Amen. All right. Now, go to Mark 16:20. All right, and I want you to go to Mark 16:20, and I want you to be able to write. I'm going to slow it down, amen, in relationship to why miracles were done. Miracles were done to confirm the word. And that's what it says in Mark 16:20 and Hebrews 2:3, and you're going to see that in a minute. Go to Mark 16:20, and I want you to see that, okay? Mark 16:20, why were miracles done during Jesus' time? That they might what? Believe. Why were they done during apostolic time? That the word of God might be confirmed. In the book of Mark, chapter 16, and beginning in verse 20, look what the Bible says. It says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, and the word, and the Lord working with them, and confirming, underline the word, confirming the word with signs following, amen. Why? Because there was no written word. Miracle was done that they might what? Confirm. Now by that, write Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. It's right there written in your Bible. Also, I want you to write in your Bible over the book of 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9 and James 1:25. I want you to know all that in the Bible. We're going to go there so you can see what I'm talking about in relationship. Why were miracles done through Jesus' time? That they may believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Why were they done in the apostolic time? That the word of God may be confirmed. Why? Because there were no written word. Amen. That the word of God might be confirmed. Amen. You remember Mark 9:1? Some of you standing here should not take death till you see the kingdom come with power. So go into the city of Jerusalem and tarry till you be endured with power from on high. Now, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians 13 right quick. And let's look at that right quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Because see, if you don't know how it works, you're not going to get it, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the Word of God. On the book of 1 Corinthians 13, and beginning in verse number 8, okay? All right, I want you to see that. In relationship to how they was confirmed, okay? On the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8, everybody there? He said, charity never fail. I'll wait till you get there, because I want you to see it. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Charity never fail, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it vanish away. Now look at verse number 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect, I'm going to have that word perfect there, write James 1:25 there. See, James 1:25 is the perfect law of liberty. Well, it is what that means, that when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So what you see here, you see Jesus that they may believe, right? You see the apostle time, and you know who they were, right? Matthew 10:2, right? From last week, right? Not anybody, but the apostles. Am I right? There are 14 of them, right? All right? To confirm the word until perfection come. Am I right? That's the reason why prophecy shall cease, tongues shall cease. Am I right? See, they going to cease because it was temporary until that which was what? Perfect will come. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So by 1 Corinthians 13, just write James 1:25 there, the perfect law of liberty. All right, 2 Timothy 3:17 there, to illustrate that perfection that we see in relationship to spiritual gifts. Now, we're looking at three periods here. Follow along with me. We're looking at Jesus, am I right? Apostles, am I right? And then grace and truth, am I right? Miracle was done here to believe, right? To confirm, right? That we may be saved here, amen. You with me? See, now we have the perfect law of liberty, amen, that not only gives us eternal life, but it gives us abundant life. John 10:10, amen. Two faces of it. That's the reason why over here on the grace and truth, amen. See, this concept here, this gives us the knowledge through the written word. See, I'm holding the perfect law of liberty. Over here, they didn't have it. Over here, they didn't have it. But here we have it. See, that's the reason why when I put that slide up with all those benefits that we get it because it's in here, amen. Amen. Because you know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. We get it because we are saved over here. Amen. Amen. And we get eternal life and abundant life over here. So you see it in three phases. Am I right? I know you can't hardly see that. But Jesus lied that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Right? Then once we're saved on the apostolic time, they had it, but it was to confirm the word. Am I right? See, now that the word had been performed, they knew in part this was temporary until perfection come, amen. So now we got perfection, amen. This the word. That's the reason why, folks, listen to me. Everything that you hear religious don't believe it. What I'm saying to you, you need to go back and check it out. Just because I said it, that don't make it right. We give free CDs away. It's on our website. Go back and listen to it. Don't say Brother Lyle said it. You need to know for yourself. You need to prove it for yourself. Amen. Too many times folks go to church and say the preacher said it. Well, just because the preacher said it, if it can't be proven, brethren, don't you believe it. Amen. Because it's not but one way. Amen. And it's God's way, John 14:6, amen. But you got to understand here what I'm talking about in relation to Jesus' time, apostolic time, and grace and truth. Yeah, miracle was done in apostolic time. But guess what? They wouldn't just be done just to be done. It was done to confirm the word. Folks want to speak in tongues not just to make noise. Amen. And I'm going to show you that tongue speaking was a language. It had a purpose. Jesus had a purpose in doing miracles. He just didn't do them. He did them for a purpose. What was that purpose? That they might believe. The apostles did it that the word of God may be confirmed. Now it's been confirmed. We got the Bible. Amen. Anything you want to know. It's just like I told them this morning in Sunday school. You know what? Sometimes it's time for men to be men. Amen. And sometimes when you count, when you consider, when you think and you reckon using the book, amen, don't you think based on what you see or the desire or because everybody else is doing it, you think because what's in the book. And when you think and when you make a decision based on the word, sometimes you got to be a man and stand up and say, this is where it's going to be. But you get with your help meet. Don't you tell her this is where it's going to be. Open the book. And when you show up in the book, that's right, she can't reject that. Now, if she reject that and she your wife, you got a problem. I just can't put it no plainer. You got a problem. But when you open that book, when you based on what is written, and you know it's the perfect law of liberty, amen, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good work, man, you can't lose with that, amen. But too many times we make decisions. We getting ready to have a holiday in a minute. And like I told him this morning in Sunday school, if you get up and you don't buy nobody nothing, well, is the sun going to come up the next day? But at least you know that you got patience, you got assurance, amen. You are happy because you're doing things based on the word, amen. Because nine out of 10 times, folks, you buy something from, you don't like anyway. You're doing it just because it's the reason that they say for the season. How going to be the reason for the season when it's contrary to your knowledge? Amen. Amen. Am I right? But see, you got to know how the Holy Spirit working, and that's the reason why. You got to do it in Jesus' time, apostolic time, grace and truth time. Jesus believed. Apostles did it to confirm the word because there was no written word. In apostolic time, thank God. Thank God we got the perfect law of liberty. Amen. If I want to know how to be a good husband, I'm going to open the book. Amen. I want to be how to be a Christian, walk in the light, see in the light. I'm going to open the book. Amen. If I want to know how to forgive, I'm going to open the book. Amen. Because the book will answer any question that you may have. Amen. But you got to read the book. You got to know you're not, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And quit all this hogwash. But just because I said it, Brother Lyle said it, but don't believe it. Study for yourself. Amen. Have a family affair. Sit down with husband and wife. Open the book. Amen. John will have it up on the website by 9 o'clock. Let me put you to sleep. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. You understand what I'm saying? Before I go any further, see, these is what spiritual gifts are in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. All right? Let me go a little bit further with you. All right? Y'all ready? Hold on, John's in the beginning now. All right? Now, spiritual gifts was a promise to the apostles. All right? Matthew 3:11. He told them that they're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost with fire. Mark 9:1. Some of you standing here, should I tell you death? You see the kingdom come with power. And we see three phases. John 14:26, 15:26, 16:36. He called it a comforter. He called it a comforter. And he called it the Spirit of Truth. Matter of fact, let's go there. I want you to see. But I want you to see how it came about. You know what it is, but now I want you to see how it came about. Go to John 14 and verse number 26. I know you've seen that one time, but you're going to see it again, and you may see it a whole lot more. 14:26. It says, but the Comforter, where did you get there? I hope you got your pencil because I want you to mark it. Because what are we doing, Brother Brown? We're Janoskin, amen. We're knowing, amen. We're testing so we can be assured. Because, brother, we're going to count all week, amen. We're going to consider, we're going to think, and we're going to reckon, but you got to know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So in the book of John 14, 26, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. He's talking to the apostles. 15, 26. Look what it says in 15, 26. But the Comforter is come, whom I was sent unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. John 16, 13. It says in John 16, 13, he says here, howbeit when he, who is he? The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, is come. He will guide you unto all truth, for he that speaketh of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you all things to come. Now look what it says here. Look what it says, verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, is come. Question that I asked, well, when is he going to come? Amen. Acts 2, he came. Amen. We saw it. Amen. He told them that. I'm going to give you the comfort. I'm going to give you a comfort. I'm going to give you a spirit of truth. And he's going to bring back remembrance of all those things that I've told unto you. Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians 12. I want to show you what they are. All right, 1 Corinthians 12, okay? Because, see, the Holy Spirit, not only do he give us the Holy Spirit, not only do he promise the Holy Spirit, not only did he come, not only it was our comfort to come in the Spirit of truth, but the Holy Spirit even told us what it is. Amen. And over here in 1 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 4, he tells us what the diversification of the Spirit is. Okay? Now, wait till you get there because I want you to see it, okay? All right, I want you to see it, okay? All right, here we go. 1 Corinthians 4. Y'all ready? 12:4. Okay, here we go. I want you to slow it down. I want you to note what they are, okay? All right, here we go. It's nine of them, okay? Here we go. Now, these are the diversification of gifts, but the same Spirit. Look at that language the Holy Spirit using, Sean. Spirit is the Word of God, amen? Is the Spirit of truth, is the Comforter, amen. See, it goes back to what John said in 14, 15, and 16, am I right? See, it's the Spirit. That's that same word over there in 1 Corinthians 6, 19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit, amen. All right, the first one, it says here, is this here. Now, there's a diversification of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Fred, you see the unity that goes there? Flowing, ain't it, brother? It's flowing, am I right? And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit whether. For one is given the Spirit, the word of wisdom. Underline that first one. That is wisdom. See, that's the first one. You see that? To another, knowledge. Number two. By the same Spirit. See, it's the same Spirit, it's the same Comforter, it's the same Spirit of truth, it's directing traffic, amen. See, because the Bible gonna what? Not contradict itself, but gonna be in unity, amen. Y'all with me? See, not in the Spirit, but the same Spirit. That Spirit that be from God, amen. Y'all with me, amen? See, this is what we know, right? So one is wisdom, two is knowledge by that same Spirit. Here's number three, to another faith. See, you should underline wisdom, knowledge, faith. By the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit is still consistent, huh? To another, the gifts of healing. Four. Amen? By the same Spirit. Ain't no different Spirit. It's the same Spirit. Amen. To another, the working of miracles. Miracles, that is number five. To another, prophecy, number six. To another, the discerning spirit. That discerning spirit is the ability to be able to determine what's right and what's wrong. They have the ability to discern. If you're right, you're right. You're wrong, you're wrong. We got the ability to discern too, amen? You know what I mean? It's the word of God. Amen. See, somebody say, well, I don't have to be baptized. Well, you can show them they have to be baptized. Amen. That's discerning. Amen. You discern between what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Am I right? Because that's what the book says. Amen. See, that's another one. Discerning spirits. Amen. To another, divers kinds of tongues. Amen. That's another one. To another, interpretation of tongues. But look at verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the same said spirit divine to every man severally as he will. See, for as the body is one, and goes on to talk about the body is one but has many members. So you see nine different spirits working, but all nine of those spirits were working for only one purpose, to confirm the word. Amen. See, that was given to the apostles and the apostles only. And I'm going to prove it. Go with me to the book of Acts chapter 8. Boy, I'm having a good time. Y'all all right with me? Thank you for cutting the fan. I don't know who did it, but I sure do appreciate it. 8. All right, when you get that, Brother Frazier. Hold on, bro. I know you're right. All right. Philip went down to Samaria, okay? Start reading verse 12. All right. It says here, but when they believed Philip, preaching the kingdom, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, men and women. Now, wait a minute. Just that verse said a whole lot right there. I'm going to come down here and get with you. I got about 8-9 minutes. I got one more slide to go. Because see, let me tell you something. Y'all laughing. You know what's wrong with the world today? People don't know nothing. People don't study. You understand what I'm saying? See, and when you don't know, you can't test. And when you can't test and prove, you're going to have confusion in your life. Amen. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to help us. Amen. Now, you can sit here and reject it all you want to. But I'm telling you something. If you ever don't love truth and apply truth, hell is going to be a part of your life. And we got something that's unbelievable. It's called the Holy Ghost, amen? But what good is the Holy Ghost when you don't know how it works, amen? Amen? So look what it says here in verse 12. I want to read it one more time. It says, but when they believe, amen? Mark 16:16. Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God. Am I right? Matthew 16:18-19. Amen. The church is the kingdom. Revelation 1:9-10. And the name, Matthew 28:20, Acts 4:12, the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. You know what, y'all? See, when I test this scripture right here, you know what I test and prove? Number one, you can't believe if you're not believing in the kingdom of God and you're not doing it by the authority of God based on who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Did I say it right? Am I right? You can't do it wrong and believe wrong and have the right authority. Amen? Because whose authority is it? Jesus' authority. Who's the head of the church? Jesus is the head of the church. Amen? Why do you think he preached Jesus? Amen? Because we're saved based on who Jesus is. Amen? And why we're saved? Because we're in the church of Christ. Am I right? Am I right? See, I know that, amen. Am I right? Then Simon himself believed also. See, but he believed wrong. I'm going to show you. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip in wonder, believing the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles to Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, look at verse 15, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. They had been baptized, but guess what? They ain't got the Holy Ghost. Am I right? Why had they got the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost was on the promise to the apostles, right? To confirm the word. Am I right? Mark 9:1, Luke 24:45-47. Remember last week we talked about the right men? See, it had to be the right men that got the Holy Ghost, am I right? It was on a promise to the apostles. In Acts chapter 1, only the apostles were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Matthew 3:11, ain't that right? Why? To confirm the word, am I right? Y'all with me? You want me to say it one more time? Because you got to see it. The Holy Ghost was promised to the apostles. Jesus promised the first in Matthew 3:11. He said, some of you are going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Holy Ghost was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then those who don't get it going to go to hell. Amen. That's fire. Amen. So he told them to go into Jerusalem, right? Why Jerusalem? Because Isaiah 2:2. That the law was going to go forth out of the city of what? Jerusalem. Amen. So Mark 9:1, some of you standing there, shall I tell you death till you see the kingdom come with power. Luke 24:47-49, go into the city of Jerusalem and tarry till you be endured with power from on high. Amen. Amen. So it was a promise only to the apostles. Let me go back to where it said. It says here, now when, verse 14, now when the apostles which at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them and those that were baptized, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Look what it said. For as yet he, the Holy Ghost, was falling upon none of them only, they were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 17. It said that then laid they their hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 18. And that when Simon saw that laying on of whose hands? The apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost given, he tried to buy it. He offered them money. See, in the apostolic time, it was promised to the apostles. And guess what? Only the apostles could pass it down. So if you was an apostle, they could give it to you. They could give any of those nine gifts. They had to be all of them. It could be one. It could be two. Because they all had different gifts. Amen. But only they could give it. But who they gave it to, they couldn't give it to nobody else. Amen. Now, one more time. Go with me to Acts 2. And we'll show you something about tongues. Because, you know, we talked about over there at 13 that tongues going to cease. And prophecies going to cease. Prophecies going to cease. Prophecies going to cease. So let's go to Acts 2. Because I want to clear it up too. Because folks walk around. What did I say, Brian? Can anybody tell me? How about this here? Well, I was a Catholic. Introibo alitali dei. Can anybody interpret that? That's Latin. That's language. What's Latin? Can you understand that? You don't know what that is? Why? You understand Latin, do you? Do it make sense for me to preach this sermon in German and nobody understand a word that I'm saying? I'm speaking slang English. And some of y'all have a problem understanding me with English. Messing with somebody. And why in the world would I get up and say mass in Latin? When I was growing up as a Catholic, we went all the way through Catholic. I learned to be an altar boy. I learned the whole mass in Latin. But you know what? I never did know what that man was saying. Only thing I knew what was going on when he drank that wine. I knew what that was. But other than that, I didn't know what else he was saying. And to this day, I don't know but one line, and you grew up a Catholic too, so you know what I'm talking about. I don't know why we were genuflecting. I don't know why we were Mel Cooper. I don't know what none of that means. All thing I know with Mel Cooper, they rung a bell. We knew to run the bell. You say three Mel Cooper, have mercy. Mel Cooper, they run the bell. We run the bell. I didn't have no. So the point I'm saying, just think about it. Why in the world would the Holy Spirit, which is a comforter, gonna bring back remembrance of all the things that I've taught you, gonna let you speak in a language that nobody understands? That don't make no sense. When you think about it, amen. Well, let's go back and see. Because we got to test it, amen, and see what the Word of God is saying, okay? In the book of Acts chapter 2. All right? I'm going to begin reading in verse 4. All right? It says here, I want you to look at the language the Holy Spirit is using. Because it's the Spirit of truth that's talking, amen. It says, and they... Now, by that word they, you need to write the apostles. The reason why I want you to write the apostles, because they were the one that was told to go to receive it, right? Am I right? Mark 9:1, Luke 24. were all filled with the Holy Ghost, Matthew 3:11, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, that word Spirit, gave them utterance. See, they weren't doing that on their own. They were doing it by the Spirit. And so when you're doing it by the Spirit, you got to do it the right way. Same way. When we live by faith, we're doing it by the right way. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem. And see, I know that word Jerusalem, because see, as we talked about last week, there are many churches that were established, but they were not in Jerusalem. Amen. See, if you belong to a church that began in our city other than Jerusalem, you're in the wrong place. Devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when there was noise abroad and multitude came together, they were confounded. Because listen to what he said now. They was confounded. They were confused. Because that every man heard them speak in his own language. See, it was a language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, now all these Galileans, and how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And then the Holy Spirit in verse 9 and 10 and 11 give you all the different nationalities that were there. So what happened was, when Peter got up and preached, Peter preached in his native, he talked in his native tongue. But if you was a German and you was a Russian and you was a Frenchman and you was a Dutchman and we all was here under different nationalities, you would still understand me in your own tongue based on the tongue that I was speaking. Amen. It was a miracle to confirm the word. It was not no gibbity-goo. So when you flipping channels and you hear a preacher just break off and say, look. That ain't right. Amen? Because, see, we know tongue speaking was a language. Amen? How we hear in our own language. See, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Amen? But, see, when you don't know, when you ain't never seen it before, when you don't study, how you going to prove it? How you going to know what's right and what's wrong? Amen. You got to study. You got to put it in the temple. Amen. So that you can make good decisions. I go one more play, and then we're going to stop. On 1 Corinthians 13, because on 1 Corinthians 13, it even goes a little bit more. Amen. On 1 Corinthians 13, in verse 8, amen. Y'all with me? He said, charity will never fail. We're going to love forever. Amen. I'm going to love you on December 24th, 25th, 26th. Amen. Make no difference here. You're going to hear this here. Because see, I don't want you to get off course in January when the mailman comes. Amen. See, I know y'all already whispering. Baby, you know I always been wanting that big old diamond. You know I deserve that. And they be talking so soft. Baby, you know. This baby. See, I know. That's the way it works. Amen. See, it's already planted. See, some of you already looked at your statements. You already paid an over fee, late charge for not paying on time. See, that's how the devil works, man. Am I right? But see, you've been whispered to. But see, you got to know. Amen. Amen. That your fingers still look good. They still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on my hand. Ain't nothing on it, but I got patience. I just thought about drop that by. Amen. Charity that never fail. Because what? You're going to keep on living. Am I right? Amen. You're going to stop living? All right. But whether that be prophecy, they shall what? Can't nobody prophesy. How you going to prophesy something that's perfect? We got the perfect law of liberty. You can't tell me nothing. That if they ain't written in the book, you ain't got nothing to tell me. Amen. Ain't no such thing as prophets. You had prophets back then, am I right? You had prophets in the Old Testament, amen. Got 17 books of prophets, amen. Amen. Prophets of Shephel, am I right? Prophets of Shephel. And where there be tongues, look what it says. They shall what? See, what cease mean? Stop. Why? Because it did its purpose, right? All nine gifts serve their purpose, right? Am I right? He said, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. But what? When that which is what? Is come, that which in what? Those nine things in part shall be what? Done away with. Amen. That's the reason why we know, we try, that we may have patience so that we can count in all joy that we fall in divers' temptations. You know what? Everything going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Am I right? And that's the mindset. But you got to use the perfect law of liberty. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And then finally, I got to show it to you. I might not talk about it. I did it. So I'm going to show it to you because I got a picture on it for you. I'm getting real fancy, Joe. I'll put a picture on there for you. All right? And then I even used a special effect on the picture just for you to see. I'm getting so good with this stuff, I can just do graphics now, all right? By January, we're going to be popping off the page for you, all right? I'm going to keep on doing it. It's going to be unbelievable, amen? I got a picture for you, all right? Y'all ready? And the third thing that I want you to see, y'all see the picture? These are supposed to be the apostles. I can't help Home Depot. Home Depot didn't do it good, but that is... I already talked about tongue speaking and apostolic time was a language. We went on that. Prophecies have ceased, tongues have speak. Here are the apostles right here. Those 12 men originally, because Judas hadn't killed himself yet, hung himself yet, Matthias hadn't been chosen, amen. Paul hadn't came a part of that apostle born out of the season. But speaking in tongues and prophecy, and that there in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Hey man, I've enjoyed myself. What you think about it? And it's good to be a Christian. Now let me go back to one more slide. That's the reason why. When you understand this, when you know this, and when you can just know that could be a part of your mindset, your knowledge, your understanding, then you can let it sanctify you, it can seal you, it can strengthen you, it can teach you. It testifies to Christ. It gives us victory over the flesh. Even helps us worship right. Amen. See, you got to know what it is and how it works in order for it to mean something in our life. Amen. And that's the reason why, hey, if you don't know, we can talk all day. We can say what those 5 points, we can say what count mean, what fall mean, what brothering mean. See, what all this mean, but it don't mean nothing to you if know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So if you're here today, and you need to respond to an invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, why not? If you're here today and you're not a Christian, you can't enjoy none of these benefits. Amen? These for Christians only. Joint heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So if you're here today, you want to be saved today. You can be baptized today. You can put Christ on in baptism through the watery grave of baptism. All you got to do is hear the word. Romans 10:17. Believe what you hear. Repent. Confess that Jesus is the Christ and the living God. Be buried in him in the watery grave of baptism to rise and walk in new life. If you hear today, sin has robbed you of these benefits. You need to come and repent and let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse you. Come right now as we stand there, we sing.